Luke Boner, the Triple M night shift across Australia. Very good morning to you, Lukey. How are you this morning?
Yeah, Matt, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. You know how you and I, the other morning, we were talking about that Netflix documentary, The Social Dilemma? Well, there was a discussion about that again this morning because our resident psychologist, Kayleen Wynn, feels really strongly about this. It was actually Kayleen who badgered me to watch it, and it's only about 90 minutes. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm hoping to see it over the weekend.
Yeah, see it over the weekend and ask yourself this question. Could you do without social media for 1 week?
I couldn't because of my job.
Could you use a phone that only received calls and made calls but didn't give you access to social media for a week?
No, I couldn't, no.
Lots of people couldn't. And that question is actually asked in the documentary. There's a fictional family and the parents are absolutely sick and tired that they can't sit down to dinner without everyone being obsessed with their phones. And so the young girl, she has her phone locked in a cookie jar with a timer on it, and the boy has to put his phone aside, and they say, can you do without it for a week? And he says, yes, well, it only lasts a couple of days. And what we find out in this documentary is that the people who build these platforms and the people who actually were on the ground floor of building these social media platforms are some of the presenters on the documentary, and they're really scared. They're really scared how it's affecting children, especially since the start of social media. In the United States, for example, the cases of self-harm amongst teenagers has absolutely skyrocketed. Mm. Kayleen Wynn thinks there's got to be a connection. Kayleen Wynn, as I say, is our resident psychologist, psychotherapist, and she talks about the planned dopamine that's planted in these social media platforms. They give you part-time pleasure. It's a little bit like the pleasure you get when you're playing poker machines. Have a listen to Kayleen Wynn.
They've been able to work out through the mechanisms of behaviour, serotonin levels, dopamine levels, and how to increase those dopamine levels within us. You know, if we haven't been on there for a little while, they will send you a notification to say, oh, someone is trying to connect with you, or something that you're interested in will just pop up. So, you know, I say to people, turn off your notifications for a start.
There we go.
Turn off your notifications. Okay, you use your phone, but if you're getting trolled and if you read things that are negative and causing you angst, block them.
Exactly right. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
But teenagers find that very hard to do. So the message is parents need to take a bigger step and a bigger role in helping their kids understand what social media should be about and get rid of those negative vibes that are there. The question we're asking listeners this morning, could you do without social media, could you do without a smartphone for a week? Matt says he couldn't. Is that a worry? Have we got to this stage in society where that's a real problem, that you can't do without your smartphone for a week?
I need it for work. That's the only reason I need it, Lukey.
All right, well, let's ask our listeners. Could your kids do... My daughter, I remember when she was in year 11, year 12, and she was living with me, she slept with her phone on her pillow in case it made a noise because she could not bear to go without knowing who was saying what about her.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I mean, you know, I'd have to move on. Thank you so much, Lukey. Always good to catch up with you. Luke Boner across Australia, the Triple M night shift, and of course, he's back tonight from midnight.